big color, bigger savings. It's Sherwin-Williams' biggest super sale. Get 40% off paints and stains October 17th through the 27th with prices starting at $29.39. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Goodness,
the one of one is missing.
I knew something was up.
Pop, that's almost twice as much going for the same price.
I just freaking love that Raider rookie logo.
Doing more buying.
Which one of these five quarterbacks has the worst set of pass catchers to throw the football to?
Guess how much I sniped this for an auction.
Number to five, you dirty animal.
I'm telling you, these optic on-card autos are money.
Football cards collecting and investing every single week. His name is Andy. My name's Carter. We love the hobby as much as you probably do. If you're new, if you're old, it doesn't matter, Andy. We're bringing the heat because guess what, buddy? It could be time to buy. The four-week hype cycle is done. And historically, Andy, this is a good opportunity to buy low on some guys.
Yeah, it really is. If you were to go back a year ago and look at Christian McCaffrey's card prices at this time, they're getting ready to spike. You know, we got the trade deadline coming up, Carter. You got the NFL draft next year in April, which just feels like, you know, NFL teams right now are planning out their next offseason. I mean, you look at the winless Panthers. Look at the 1-5 Denver Broncos. You know, there's a lot of teams that are already, I think, ready to shed some dead weight and start planning for next year, which leads to a lot of buying opportunities because a lot of times the spike from news events can be higher than it can be from the actual performance.
So for me, Andy, I want everyone to stay tuned because my hobby tip of the week, I'm fired up. Andy has never seen me pre-show like this about.
He's fired up.
Be ready for hobby tip of the week. Andy, you know, my big takeaway from the NFL this past weekend, and I wanted to just bring this up. You had no idea that I was going to bring this up beforehand. The offensive performances have just stunk, right? We are struggling to see people move the football this season. I have a question for you. Do you like this? Do you like these defensive slog kind of games?
I can appreciate a good defensive battle, especially when you're at the game. I was at the Bucs game on Sunday, and we had a serious defensive battle going for the first half. I like to think so, even though the Lions were continuously making plays. Man, Jared Goff's got it. He can throw that fastball good. But I do like the defensive battles because, man, I was wearing my John Lynch jersey. I respect the defenses. I like those hard hitters out there. And even though, you know, you can't really do it these days, but definitely a ton of respect for the defense.
Yeah, I don't know if that makes people feel worse about their football card buying experiences, because it is interesting considering football cards are so heavily offensive waited. Now, it was interesting, Andy. I got a message actually from the most well-respected offensive line, one of the most well-respected offensive line gurus out there. I won't say who because I'm going to try and get him on the show. He actually reached out to me and said, hey, do you collect offensive and defensive line cards? I was like, wow, if he, an influencer, could get different positions going, that would excite me. But that's a different story for a different day. But my question for you, Andy, is what was some of the big football card takeaways you took from this past week?
Oh, yeah. So it's wild, man. It's wild, man. You got a ton of sold data. And you just it really kind of depends on what sector you're in within football cards, right? There's just so many different cards out there. You know, there's a lot of 2023 Mosaic. There's a ton of 2023 Bowman University Chrome. And I was just scratching the surface on that today. And because I'm primarily looking at the guys who performed the best over this past week and how that's affected their eBay sold data. So it's just, man, there's a ton of sold data. So you really got, like, if you're looking at quarterbacks, you know, then you can start digging into what Brock Purdy did after probably the worst week of his career. And it's really kind of flatlined, but you know, it's a lot, man. There's a lot going on.
Yeah. I mean, Myles Garrett, dear Lord, that Browns defense is legendary. But yeah, I don't think you should panic about Brock. If you liked or disliked him before this week, one game shouldn't change your mind to either way, right? The Brock doubters, which includes me to a certain extent, you shouldn't just say on a very windy day versus the Browns have one of the best defenses we've ever seen. And the numbers actually do bear that out, that the Browns have one of the best defenses up to this point in the season ever in the history of the sport. I wouldn't get too carried away because the narrative out there is Brock Purdy lost to a backup quarterback. No, Brock Purdy lost to Myles Garrett in that defense in a game where a field goal was, you know, pushed to the right by some heavy gust of wind. So the 49ers, in theory, should still be undefeated right now, Andy. So if you are a Purdy believer or hater, you shouldn't just panic after one poor performance. But for me, Andy, it is interesting considering Joe Burrow struggled this past weekend. We saw Justin Herbert yesterday just miss wide open shots to your guy, Keenan Allen. So, yeah, I just think right now, surprisingly, Andy, the quarterback play just hadn't been that great this year in the NFL.
Yeah, and there's been a lot of movement on running backs. Like, I, even though Kyren Williams now banged up, you kind of had the same thing happen with Achane.
Right.
Achane. Last week before he got banged up, their cards spiked like crazy. And it's almost like you say they spike like crazy, and compared to the draft class, it's still not selling at the same as Breece Hall, obviously. But at the same time, they went from like $2 before the season to now the card selling for a respectable $20-$30 when you look at like the rookie ticket autos. So you see a ton of volatility. And when you look at the percentage increase that was and the gross profit margin that person was able to realize, it's a lot higher than a lot of the cards you can get in the quarterback market. And so that's one of the primary reasons why I do like to dabble quite a bit of my bankroll into wide receivers and running backs, because, man, they can have some crazy spikes when they do go off. And it kind of like gives you so many future events and markers to potentially profit on that player. Kind of like what we're doing in best ball. We really like just give me that one big week, especially in the weekly winners, which, shout out to Underdog, man. I won $100 in weekly winners. So yeah, I'm feeling pretty good, man. And, you know, I was kind of using that card mentality of just hunting for the values in the draft and knowing that this is a good player. They're going to have their time in the sun.
I didn't know weekly winners. I probably should have dabbled in that. I totally agree with you about the wide receiver running back thing. I understand quarterbacks are what run the hobby. And if you are a member of the Discord, the Football Card Quest Discord, guess what? You saw one of our very own, Chad, flip a Tyrod Taylor for a ridiculous profit. Ridiculous. And of course, he's a backup quarterback, but it shows you the backups are where you can actually make some movement. Now, it is better to buy the backups, Andy, in the offseason. We gave you quite a few of those. That's why we do the show 24/7, 365. The offseason oftentimes is a good time to buy the backups. But one thing I could take away from the season, Andy, is yes, the offensive performances have not been good. The defenses have ruled the roost. We saw it this past weekend. But you've also seen a lot of players just get hurt. A lot of the starters just get hurt. This past weekend was probably one of the worst injury weekends to skill guys we have ever seen. Justin Jefferson got hurt. Then freaking, like you mentioned, Devon Achane got hurt. A lot of these very sexy skill guys just got banged up. And like you said, Andy, it opens the door for these backups to have these spike weeks, and people want their cards when they see them do well.
Yeah. Christian McCaffrey, I mean, he's having an MRI on his oblique. Ryan Tannehill, they say he's not going to require surgery on his ankle, but at the same time, you know, Ryan Tannehill, it's a similar ankle injury. They're calling it a high ankle sprain. He was carted off. He had the boot on, you know, so Malik Willis did step in. There was some interesting Malik Willis solds on Sunday and yesterday after getting the start, because he went 5 for 7, stepped in, had a couple decent little runs, had an 11-yard long run. And so it's like that puts him now up in the pecking order. And it also puts Will Levis on the map as potentially one step closer to starting. Then you also have the trade deadline coming up, Carter. So he's a big injury for me this week that I think is worth observation, even if the Titans are 2-4. So I'm still very interested in who's going to start there while he's out. And then will they trade him? Because they're paying him some insane amount of money this year. It's like $24 million. And I know they're going to have to eat some of that if they did trade him, but I think they could trade him at this point and basically buy draft picks in the future. I mean, because they haven't spent any significant draft capital in Tennessee on a quarterback in forever, it feels like.
I do like Tyjae Spears, the rookie out of Tulane, man. I understand he doesn't have an ACL. It's a crazy story. So their rookie running back doesn't have an ACL, and the rookie quarterback drinks his coffee with mayonnaise. So very bizarre situation with the Titans. Man, they're just such a bad team, Andy. They really, really, really are. Offensive line's not great. Defense has their issues. But yeah, I mean, I think both of those rookies will get a chance to play. I do think the Titans want to at least see what they have with Will Levis at some point. You know, for me, Andy, I look at the 49ers. I keep going back to this. Why does everyone think it's such a slam dunk that they are the NFC favorites? I just want to ask you that just right now. Would you say today that if you were to pick one NFC team to go to the Super Bowl, would you pick the 49ers?
Today?
Today.
Today. See, before this past week, I would have probably said, yeah, it's going to come down to the 49ers and the Eagles. And now I'm looking at the Lions like, man, a lot of it comes down to how healthy is the entire roster, you know, when it gets time for the playoffs. But I mean, I look at this Lions team, like they are going to make a deep run if they stay healthy, just like they are. They're so good in the trenches, man. They just beat you on the line. The defense has gotten a lot better. They're going to force teams into making a mistake here and there, and their offense is just going to keep on just scoring and scoring, man. So I look at this team as a really good one, and I'd have to go to the, I'm gonna have to go with the Lions. If you ask me today, I'm gonna go with the Lions.
Yeah, I mean, look, here's something else. When you bought Eagles cards last year, what did we say repeatedly? If you're buying these Eagles cards, guess what? They're gonna be Super Bowl contenders the next year, and they are. They're still a Super Bowl contender. I feel the same way about the Lions, Andy. If it's not this year, it's the next. The rest of the NFC North is a disaster at this point, a disaster. So I think one good thing about buying Lions cards is it is hard for me to see a world where they're not only good this year, they're good next year. So I really do like that. And that was the team that I wanted to talk about compared to the 49ers. Obviously, I would pick the 49ers over the Lions at this point. But once again, I don't think it's a slam dunk. You know, last week we were hearing, Kyle Brandt saying, hey, this team could go 17-0. No, Mercury Morse popped that champagne last week. So I could see it. I really could. And I understand. Jared Goff. I get it. Derek is already talking trash about our Lions hype here. I think they could do it. I do. I understand David Montgomery's hurt. No big deal. So we'll see what happens. Let's go to our first question here, Andy, from Ray Gamer. Are you panicking over James Cook, Andy?
Well, you know, I never was sold that he was going to be a bell cow guy. And I mean, look, the Bills have shown once again, they don't need to run the ball. Like they just don't. I mean, they could just rely completely on their passing game. And yeah, it's not balanced at all, but they get away with it more times than not, you know? So it's like, with that in mind and how hyped Josh Allen is and how good Stephon Diggs is, like, I mean, that's their MO. So I've tried to go to James Cook and I tried to go to Damien.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Harris and get some stock in those guys, and it's not consistent, it's not reliable, and I'm not sure that they'll ever get enough opportunity or have the breakaway plays that will, like, you know, supersede, like, overwhelm what Josh Allen and Stephon Diggs and Gabe Davis and them are doing.
Yeah, no running back has really had a great year in the NFL outside of a few, and James Cook was a guy who is in a great opportunity. He's put up some decent, respectable RB2 weeks. But if you go back to Georgia, he was never the bell cow guy at Georgia. He's not really a big guy. And I think Ray is panicking a little bit because our guy, Lombardi Lenny, is visiting the Bills. Man, I know if there's anything you and I will ever agree is that Leonard Fournette is the freaking GOAT. He of course, could sign there. Obviously, I hope Damien Harris is okay. That was very scary last week. But yeah, you know, James Cook, this is why I always say, don't just buy players because of their situation, right? Buy players because of the talent. If you were to buy a player because of a potential situation, that's different. But with James Cook, from a football card or fantasy perspective, I never really just was on fire. So there you go. Now, we want to share, and obviously, you know, we normally wait for the plays of the week, but you do see the thumbnail here. Are there some buying opportunities? I think one player that is interesting is Jerry Jeudy.
Yeah, man. No, he really is. I mean, the Broncos had a talk centered on its 2020 first round pick back to last year. I mean, so they've been talking about this. I think Cortland Sutton is also on the trade block, and you can get Jeudy on a very manageable. I'm looking at $13 million, 2024 fifth year option. So his new team would have the ability to either extend him off a strong half season or see how things go through another year. So I don't really like I'm not a big fan of Jerry Jeudy anymore. I just don't think he's as tough of a player as he needs to be like super successful in the NFL. I do think he can have some spike games, but I don't ever think he's going to be like a household name type of guy. So if I did buy Jerry Jeudy, it would be like to buy at the low end of the draft class type range and to flip him on this news event and just make my 50% gross profit margin and move on.
I do think there is an opportunity for him to get traded to a contender, and that would obviously be a huge boost. This is going to sound ironic, but I've made a lot of money on Jerry Jeudy cards simply because of the Russell Wilson news last year. So, he went to Alabama, won the Biletnikoff. I don't think he's that great of a player, but people do. Right? People see the first round draft capital. People see the Alabama. People see the few highlights he's had at Denver. So even though Steve Smith tore him apart, Andy, I'm not in love with him, but I think it could get lower for Jerry Jeudy here. And if he does get traded, watch the frick out.
Yeah, like if he's going for less than Gabe Davis right now, like if you can get a Jerry Jeudy rookie ticket auto for about $20 to $30, which is around that Gabe Davis range, but, Gabe Davis has still got quite a few collectors out there. They're pretty comparable numbers in the numbers added to the PSA database in the last week for Gabe Davis, 14, for Jerry Jeudy, 25, and rookie ticket auto values are right there. I think Jerry Jeudy does make sense to buy, try and flip on a trade. Hopefully it's him that they trade and not Cortland Sutton, because there's always that possibility that it gets that Sutton gets traded and he gets the boost from the hype. But he's just like, he doesn't really separate anymore, man. He just wins some of those contested catches. Like, I think Sutton's good at that, but at the same time, man, he just doesn't seem like he's got a whole lot of explosiveness in him.
One bummer for me, Andy, was when I got up this morning and I just went and checked it again, I thought T. Higgins prices would be way lower than what they are. I was like, God, this could be a good buy low opportunity, but it wasn't. It looked like his prices were about where Amon-Ra St. Brown's prices are. I know it's not quite the same thing, but I was like, man, T. Higgins. Let me ask you this straight up, Andy. Do you think T. Higgins is a Cincinnati Bengal next season? I want the live chat to give me a Y for yes or an N for no. I ask you straight up now, Andy, what do you think about T. Higgins' future?
Yeah, man. I'd love to see him as a Bengal, because the Bengals are only better with him on the field. Between him and Ja'Marr Chase, it's just, man, this year has been a struggle between Burrow getting the calf in the preseason and the team getting off to a really slow start. Now T. Higgins injured. So it is definitely tough, because he is due a big contract, right? I mean, he got the extension, right? And so it's, they're on the hook for a lot of money with him, but at the same time, T. Higgins steps onto any other team. A lot of other teams, he can become the alpha.
What if he goes to the Chiefs?
Well, forget about Rashee Rice. It's going to be right. the T. Higgins show.
I say that because obviously Clyde Edwards-Helaire was the pick before T. Higgins in the NFL draft. And that's always been the biggest what if, Andy, in recent years. What if the Chiefs had drafted T. Higgins instead of my guy, CEH? I'm very interested in Cincinnati and their situation. They know they're going to have to pay Ja'Marr top dollar. They've already paid Joe as high as you possibly could have paid Joe. So I just have a tough time seeing it, especially with some of the comments T. Higgins said before last year. I thought those were very interesting. So, that's one guy I think for sure who will not be a Bengal next year. I hope he is. I really do. But man, I don't know. I'm not entirely sure how that works. And keep in mind, Carolina, there's a lot of teams out there in search of weapons, right? It is alarming that Adam Thielen at this age, Adam Thielen is demanding all those targets in Carolina. So I do think at this trade deadline, Andy, that there could be even more wide receivers on the move. Now, before we get into hobby tip of the week and all that good stuff, is there anything else that really stood out to you from a football card market perspective over the past 7 days?
Well, you just said more wide receivers on the move, and you're talking about the Panthers being winless and Adam Thielen, how much he's getting targeted. Terrace Marshall jumps off to me here, Carter, because he had a bizarre 2-week stretch from week 4 to 5, hauling in 9 receptions in the former outing and then playing 0 snaps in the latter. Whenever a productive player's usage dips like this in the weeks leading up to the trade deadline, we're on alert. That's reading that right off PFF. So it's Terrace Marshall is a very interesting one who has been winning deep downfield on 10-plus yard targets. So it would be interesting with his athletic profile if he lands on a Chargers, a Chiefs, something like that. All of a sudden, we could see a big spike from going from $1 or $2 potentially to those getting to that respectable. It's kind of like buying the Kyren Williams, you know, before the Kyren Williams breaks out.
What if they trade him for T. Higgins? Get Joe, Jamar, Terrace back together? Deep ball receiver makes a lot of sense. But no, I could see TM6 moving as well. I don't think him and Bryce Young have chemistry. They had some weird reps in Atlanta. Now, from a football card set perspective, Andy, your thoughts? We talked about it at length last week, but I briefly want to get onto this right now. Your thoughts on how people have received Mosaic overall?
They received it pretty well, except for the horizontally formatted cards. Those NFL debut cards are devalued. But, I mean, there are people still chasing after those micro mosaics. The Breece Halls go for about $350. The C.J. Strouds, they had gotten up to almost $2,000. So they may, you know, you never know what kind of auctions you have, but, you know, you look at just like a red mosaic CJ Stroud, that's like a $125 card, which you can look at a red mosaic Brock Purdy, and that's like a $40 or $50 card, just to put release dates into perspective there. It's obviously very hot. In my set rankings, Carter, I've got it ranked number 3, only behind Panini Black and those rookie premier NFLPA hollows. If a player did get one, that's number 1, even though it's like almost impossible to find these days. And behind that is Panini Black right now, and then Mosaic, and then you have Panini Origins coming out here at like beginning-ish to like November 8th or something like that. And then November 22nd is Donruss, base Donruss. So it's a couple releases. Those are the big ones coming up. Right now, though, Panini Mosaic is doing really well for the rookie class.
Yeah, one thing we do need to mention, and I know it's sore and you don't want me to bring it up and you're going to hate me, but your guy, Anthony Richardson. So it should be interesting to see what his cards do now that he's hurt. You know, I'm still a believer in AR. I am, not only from a real life perspective with Shane Steichen, a fantasy perspective as well. So yeah, Andy, I do think Stroud and Richardson have done enough to where even if they were to get hurt, people are still going to believe it. You know, like I remember just like it was yesterday, Andy, 2020, Joe Burrow gets hurt a few weeks before the prison release, and guess what? Everything was still Gucci, right? So your thoughts, do you think that affects that at all? Or are you still think people are going to buy Richardson pretty heavy?
They're going to buy him right now. The thing that you see a lot with brand new products is a lot of volatility. You could find a $50 transaction on the same card you find a $150 transaction. That's because a lot of sellers don't know how to comp the product. They don't know how to properly list brand new items when there's no other direct comparable sold items to go off of. So you see that with brand new product, and you'll see people still buying Anthony Richardson right now. Like I'm looking at this. It's a blue mosaic rookie auto numbered out of 99 that sold for $750 in a buy it now today. And we just got news today that it looks pretty likely like he's going to be out for the rest of the season with shoulder surgery. So, you know, we're still getting some pretty big transactions. I think this stuff is going to keep coming in. Like this card for CJ Stroud right now is probably going to be like $50. You know, so he's not when it as it gets more and more common for his cards. Like you can see, you pull the most of these horizontal NFL debuts. They come out, they're like $2.50. So you're going to see a lot of that stuff. It's like a super low risk for people to like just get a little piece of Anthony Richardson to collect, because obviously he is an incredibly electric athlete. He's going to be so good. Like he even showed a lot of promise in the passing game. So I'm very excited about his future, but now, you know, I'm going to wait because, you know, as we get closer to the playoffs, we will like Donruss is a massive set. You get all those rated rookies. So once we get through Donruss and you get through Origins, and then you start getting into like January when they release the base contenders rookie ticket auto set, there just becomes so much more supply of these rookie players on eBay. And it almost looks like at that point, then there's too much supply, so there a lot more auctions will just go completely undervalued. Just gives you more opportunities to snipe. It's more legwork, but more opportunities to snipe. And we're seeing that with a lot of 2022 guys still right now. You know, you're going to see that more and more with 2023 guys as more and more product and supply comes out and hits eBay.
Yeah, I would be very careful buying AR's mosaics right now just because of that. Andy, I understand that some people will say, well, he's hurt. This is the lowest the price is going to be, and it's just not true. There's going to be so many of his cards that are going to be out there.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed-sponsored jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Way lesser scale. Obviously, the quarterbacks are the most important thing, Andy. But dadgummit, this wide receiver class has not looked great. I mean, I think obviously Zay Flowers is pretty good, but JSN has had a rough go at it. I will say I tweeted out this clip. It wasn't Geno's best game this past weekend in Cincy. I think he missed JSN on a tutty later in that game, and that would have been huge for JSN holders and fantasy believers out there. He's not looked good, and Andy, Quentin Johnston looks like an all-time bust right now. All-time bust. I don't recall a wide receiver with this much hype that looked this bad in these first couple of games. And he could not be in a better situation, right? Mike Williams is out. He's got Justin Herbert who can fit, you know, a thread through the eye of a needle. And obviously his accuracy was off, so I probably shouldn't say that. I even called Herbert out on that earlier. But QJ just looks bad. He just looks bad. So your guy, Zay Flowers, who you thought was the best wide receiver out of Boston College, he's looking good right now with Lamar.
Yeah, and wait till you see his air yards number. I mean, there's been so much production left on the field because it's just You know, whether it's on Zay, whether it's on Lamar, there's been little miscues that have prevented some very big plays from unfolding with Lamar and Zay. And it's going to happen because, I mean, they're scheming him in all over the place. Like, he is getting a lot of focus on the offense. They know he's their best guy, their best skill position guy on the offense. So I think it's a matter of time. Like, I look at Zay as maybe having a decent rookie year here, but then heading into next year, he's going to have a ton of hype. He's going to be moving up draft boards because people are going to look back and like, wow, this guy had almost 2,000 air yards, and this could have been something really huge. So it's just another one of those guys that debunks the whole size, I guess you could archetype, you know, flag planters in the NFL. Like, it's, you know, the guys don't have to be these massive clashers to be great wide receivers in the NFL anymore. You know, although Puka Nacua is kind of an exception. I mean, this is what it tells you about the wide receiver draft class here, Carter. When Puka Nacua is your second highest ranked rookie wide receiver next to Zay, and he was drafted in the late fifth round.
Yeah, man. I wanted it for QJ too, but there were red flags there.
Told you about QJ. I mean, we can pull the clips about me on QJ.
Dude, he looks not good. Now, I do want to bring up one thing about the mosaic. All right. One player to keep an eye out for, and his cards are going for $70. His autos are going for $70 out of mosaic. He is a rookie. He was drafted in the top 10. Andy, can you think? I want you to telepathically jump into my mind and tell me which player I'm talking about right now.
Is Mosaic rookie autos are going for
$70.
He was drafted in the top 10 picks.
Drafted in a top 10 pick to what everyone would consider one of the best franchises in the NFL. And he plays a non-traditional football card position. And people are buying his autos for $70 right now.
It could be Jalen Carter, Will Anderson.
Look at you. I just wanted to point that out. $70 to $75 consistently is rookie ticket autos. Some people are already comparing him, Andy, to Aaron Donald. Okay. He goes to the Eagles, where obviously there were some character concerns with Jalen Carter last year. But when I tell you, as someone that watches SEC football more than anyone else that probably watches this channel, it's my job to watch his stuff, okay? He is as good as any SEC defensive tackle I've ever seen, ever, okay? He goes to the Eagles, and he's learning from another SEC defensive tackle in Fletcher Cox, a loaded defensive line. He gets these good matchups every week, and a steal of a franchise with a good culture. He looks special. And I thought his autos, Andy, would be in like the 40s, 50s, but no, 70s, 80s, a defensive player. Pretty interesting stuff.
Yeah, I think, honestly, we saw this last year with Hutchinson, with Aiden Hutchinson, and honestly, in Sauce, and you could do this every year with these defensive guys. If I would say Will Anderson's going a lot lower than this, then he becomes a total snipe, and I'd be looking at red stuff. I've seen red stuff sell the best for – that Jalen Carter red though here went for almost 100 on game day in an auction. I mean, this is what's crazy, man. Look at the amount of bids this young man's getting here, and he plays the defensive lineman position. So you love to see it. I think you could look at these guys, but you have to target this sector of their market, I think, for your best returns. If you're targeting their rookie autos in like that $20 range, I mean, look, you're crushing it with Jalen Carter.
Yeah, that's a thing. Like, I kind of wanted to go see if I can get involved on some of these. I thought that the prices would be way lower, but no, they're high. So I'm staying away. I am interested. I didn't look at Will Anderson's prices. Okay, those are college uni. Let's see. Does he have any pro uni sales for Mosaic? I guess not.
That's a bad pro. Oh, no, that's not. That's Byron
Young. That's not him. That's weird. I didn't. Huh. I No pro uni for Will what? Anderson?
That doesn't make sense, bro.
Wow.
What? That doesn't make sense. Oh, maybe no autos. Hold on. They might only be redemptions or something. That's like,
well, he is a Fanatics guy. So
there we go. There we go. He just doesn't have any autos.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, oh, he's a Fanatics guy. Well, now it all makes sense now.
Yeah. He's a big Fanatics guy. Dang.
But yeah, see, people don't have that love for the horizontal cards that they do for the vertical ones, unless it just becomes insanely rare. But like even $5 there on that horizontal one, or look at this. Ooh. Like this is low. This is low because I've seen some of these swirl transactions out of 10 and 11 different colors. They go for a lot more than this. And this Will Anderson went for 86. Now, I did get 8 bids. Like, people are definitely on. They want some rare Will Anderson cards. So, $86, impressive.
Sheesh. No autos. Oh. All right. Let's get to hobby tip of the week, because I'm ready to go on a little rant. Okay. So, I'm a Bowman U guy. I've been buying Bowman U pretty heavy. Bought some Bowman U's and... one thing I always say is this wasn't a big deal for me because these are on the lower end. Always take a look at the photos and just ask how the cards are going to be shipped. That's all I say about that. I wasn't angry about it at all because it was on me. This next one is so key. So this was actually a women's basketball card I bought. LSU, of course, is really – big-time women's basketball players. Sniped it for 99 cents, Andy. And the shipping charge was $5.49. No big deal. I just asked because normally when I ship a card in a bubble mailer, it costs no more than $4, sometimes $4.50, sometimes $5. So I just asked, hey, this is unusual. $5.49 shipping charge. I have seen it before. I was just asking the guy. Because I was going to look at his other auctions and see if I could combine shipping. I was just starting a conversation, and I should have just paid for the card right then and there because I knew it was a steal. But because I asked the question, this guy just canceled the order. Just canceled it. Obviously, on his end, he gave me some BS excuse. Any issues with shipping, you should have run it by me before you actually bid on the card. And that was an excuse for him to just cancel this snipe by me because it only went for 99 cents. I know what he was doing. Still him canceling that. It's just BS. If you 99 cent something, if you 99 cent it and let it ride and the card only goes for 99 cents, you've got to honor it. You just do. Okay. And it's just how it works. I understand it's on me. I should have just paid for it immediately because I knew it was a steal. But I want to, you know, when you had the opportunity, Andy, to combine shipping, I just asked a question. That was it. But he canceled it because he's a loser, basically. So I hate being on the end of that. I've just it tore me up, like, because I really wanted this card. But it's BS. If you 99 cent and let it ride, or if you sell any card and somebody buys it, unless you do this, unless it's like just a clear mistake by the seller, right? Where some people, Andy, and I've done this before, they'll 99 cent an auction, but accidentally list it as a buy it now. That's a clear, honest mistake. If it's a, you know, $500 card, which in my instance, it was a like $150 card. So you made a mistake, right? But in this case, you got to honor the sale. Always honor the sale because karma, Andy, it can come back and bite you.
Yeah, man. I can't believe that guy did that. You know, that's so frustrating because you won, man. And I think you can leave negative feedback, on that seller. So.
I'm going to. I normally let it go, but if he would have just because he sent me this long response, kind of rude response, and I said, "Hey, I'll happily pay it. I'll buy the card for $10, total out the door, give you an extra three or whatever. And to not respond, I mean, it's just, it's horrible, horrible manners. Okay. Am I losing sleep over this? No, no big deal. It happens. There's jerks out there. But my point is, don't be a jerk. Just don't do it. But I know I'm gonna get ripped in the comment section. I normally do, but that's okay.
Yeah, that guy was being a jerk, man. No, you definitely need to leave him negative feedback in, and hopefully nobody on the quest is doing that, because that's pretty shady, man. I'm gonna star this comment here by Card Guy 20 for us to hit up in the plays of the week. I'm gonna get right back to this comment, Card Guy. We're gonna star you up, brother. Really appreciate that super chat, and I'm gonna let Paul Hickey from NoOffseason.com give us his hobby tip of the week.
Let's go.
What's up, Football Card Quest? Thanks for having me on again for another hobby tip of the week. Appreciate you guys, Andy and Carter. I'm Paul Hickey, co-host of the Sports Card Strategy Show, right here on the NoOffseason.com Sports Card Network. Guys, have you ever used Whatnot to scour low-populated rooms for singles? Because if you can find a room in Whatnot with very few people in it, and the seller is selling singles, you can get some steals. I know Andy kind of does this with ComC, his own version with ComC, like he said in his hobby tip of the week last week. But my co-host and I at the Sports Card Strategy Show have been having some success with finding low-populated Whatnot rooms selling singles, and then sometimes just making an offer on the entire inventory for a bulk deal. And oh, by the way, Carter, your hobby tip of the week last week was Bowman Chrome U 2023, brother. I got not one, but two hobby boxes in the mail from Topps today, $99 a piece. Excited to see what these go for on the secondary market. Everybody, Paul Hickey here with NoOffseason.com. Andy and Carter, back to you.
Man,
you got the did you see the hoodie though?
Yeah, Coach Prime, he made sure to
get it out there, man.
Oh, well, the sales of his Shedeur Sanders Onyx rookie autos paid for that sweater and probably those hobby boxes too.
Now, hell yeah, man. Andy, what's on your mind, man? You got any hobby tips, or do you want to get to the super chats?
Yeah. So you know what? That was really good hobby tip. You know, your buddy Jake that I met when we were in Chicago from Flow Grips.
Yeah.
Jake uses Whatnot to snipe Pokemon cards. He inspired me to want to snipe on Whatnot for football cards, but you got to find the good rooms. Like Paul said, you got to find the good rooms, and you can potentially find some insane deals. Cause hopefully, you know, sellers got to honor their end of the bargain, but,
well, let me ask you this. Let me ask you this. All right. We don't have a break sponsor thing anymore, do we? Or we don't have one of those.
Well, you can get $15 on Whatnot by joining through whatnot.sportscardstrategy.com.
There you go.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. I mean,
hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You can do that, but we got to get Andy on Whatnot. I think you would be the most honorable, fun person on there. Have you ever done a Whatnot break on there?
Well, I appreciate that, man. No, I haven't, but I do have a lot of cards over here. It would be fun to auction some of them off, like singles.
Well, let's freaking do it. So I'm challenging Whatnot to get on board with the football card quest. I know a lot of the Whatnot folks. Shout out to the Mojo, and I love him. But we got to get Andy on Whatnot. But yeah, man, just really good hobby tips of the week. Card Guy 20, why aren't the Panthers playing TM6? Andy, you touched on this briefly earlier. You think he could be on the move?
I do. I mean, you look at the winless team. So, and PFF notes that anytime a team like is super productive and then a usage dips in weeks leading up to the trade deadline, this could be a cue that they're trading him. They don't want him to get hurt, whatever it may be. They don't want him to help them win. They don't want him to get hurt. They want to keep him in bubble wrap for a deal that they're working on. And we already know the Cardinals, if you look at two teams next year without a first round pick, the Carolina Panthers are one of them. I think I said the Cardinals, but I meant to say the Carolina Panthers are one of them. So they could be looking. Another guy that's on alert is Brian Burns. And this guy is another guy that is potentially on the move after there's been rumors of the Panthers dealing him for now, like the past year. So they could put a package deal together to send Burns and Terrace Marshall to a contender for a first round pick next year. They have no first round pick otherwise.
Let's go. TM6. Let's go.
And you could just get the card so cheap, and then people are gonna look up and say, oh yeah, that's right. TM6, he was actually pretty good, man. This guy was a track star, he's got speed, like he's got some hands. And you know, you look and he was on the roster with Ja'Marr Chase and Justin Jefferson, right?
That he was, and his final year he produced like crazy when they left. So James says, well, Tuckleberry talked about a non-card auction that a guy just immediately said, oh, the item's gone. And then James says he actually's had good luck with 99-cent auctions on the low with sellers honoring it. Well, guess what? Sellers that honor that, they deserve everything good to happen to them. They do. So there you go. We'll take a few more comments here, but it is also time, Andy, for play of the freaking week. I'll let you go first, buddy.
You're gonna let me go first. I'll give you another one because we didn't touch on all of these, but here's a guy that is actually, he's been pretty good, man. This guy, and he doesn't have a whole lot of rookie cards. Kendrick Bourne on the New England Patriots. Ooh. He could actually be traded, right? Because the Patriots, they get rid of anybody that's going to help them win right now. I think right. If they're going to keep Bill Belichick and you know, I think they start to restructure here. Kendrick Bourne, maybe the best wide receiver on this team. And he's really stood out quite a bit. You've also got two rookie wide receivers that the Patriots just drafted, in DeMario Douglas and Kayshon Boutte. And they have Tyquan Thornton, who's going to be returning from IR. So it's like, why not? You got this guy coming off of 64 yards, two touchdowns. He could be solid number two or number three option for a lot of teams with some upside. And he's a prime candidate, I think, for the trade deadline to be traded.
Yeah, that Jacoby Myers decision just turned out to not be good at all. Andy, I like that play of the week. I really do. I'm gonna give you another wide receiver here who I've always just kind of liked. I've never really looked at his cards though, but I'm kind of trying to trade for him in fantasy, is Curtis Samuel. Are you a Curtis Samuel fan, Andy?
I have a few Curtis Samuel rookie autos. Right. 2017 iconic rookie card year. And the guy's got speed, man. He's like a Debo Samuel light with all those like low A dot plays, the jet sweeps, the handoffs. I think Curtis Samuel's actually not too bad of a player.
Right. So when I'm talking about buy freaking low, I looked, all his rookie ticket autos are under $10 out the door, by the way. Like you said, I'm looking at a rated rookie right now, $550 out the door. $10 out the door. I'm just saying, man, I never really been a Jahan Dotson guy. Just really haven't. And I just think Curtis Samuel can play. I think he's going to have one of these crazy fantasy weeks. And I'm a believer in Washington, right? They go on the road, they get a victory against Atlanta, a pesky, decent Atlanta team. I'm kind of bullish on Washington the rest of the year, right? You have Eric Bieniemy, who's still out there trying to prove himself. And I think he'll be a head coach eventually. So I think this offense will get better. I understand they're in a loaded division, but Curtis Samuel being that cheap, it's worth me just buying one of these cheap on-card 2017 autographs. I think he could get a spike week or two out of it. And you're not going to make a ton of money off of it. You're just not. But also the cards look cool. I'm a fan of the 2017 designs and all that stuff. So there you go. Obviously, that Carolina draft class was interesting that year with him and McCaffrey in that same class. Part of me also, Andy, just likes looking at the 2017 designs. Anything mid-2010s, I love all the designs there. So there you go. Now, we'll take any questions here at the end before we get out of here. Filthy says he has an issue with our poll. He does not see Jalen Hurts in the MVP poll, Andy. So he's got a coffee milk issue with you on this, man.
Yeah, it was the pick six yesterday, Sunday. Vegas took him out. No, I'm joking. No, you know, these things only let you put so many players in. Obviously, Jalen still puts up a great fantasy week, but I think at this point, you know, those plays like whenever those pick sixes, they get a lot of eyeballs too on Philadelphia Eagles games. And, you know, they're definitely going to be a playoff team. So it's going to come down to like the big game. Like what happens in the championship game? Does he get there? I think that's what's going to fluctuate Jalen Hurts' prices the most. But I guess he should still be in the MVP consideration for sure.
Andy fading Jalen Hurts.
I'm not fading him. I just you, for you, MVP.
No, I'm kidding. I would say Jalen Hurts probably is one of the players you've made the most money off of, right?
Yeah, and from a quarterback standpoint, yeah, him and Tua.
Yeah. And guess what? Jalen's stuff still goes cheaper than some of the other quarterbacks who have not accomplished as much as he has. And his name rhymes with a form of ice cream. So it's interesting. Very, very, very interesting. I do. You know what? I've never looked up to see like what like a Jason Kelce autograph goes for. Are there any Jason? I'm sure it goes for a lot because they have to be rare.
National treasures.
Right. I've never actually looked to see what his cards actually go for.
I looked back before the season, and they were a couple hundred bucks. On he has a select one too. I'm looking at, but the ones that I found were all national treasures, and they were going for a couple hundred bucks back before the season. And yeah, this hasn't changed. I mean, these cards are still really, really expensive, and none of them are, I don't think, even rookie. They're just, he's been in the league since what, 2010 or something.
Yeah, you know what's interesting, Andy, is one thing I've always kind of been in the middle on is when these players retire and they have like huge, huge broadcasting careers after they're done, does it do anything to their card market? It really doesn't. It really, really, really doesn't. But it is interesting because when he does hang it up, you know, he's always going to have this podcast. But I mean, he's got like some Barkley level broadcasting potential, right? He's that big and interesting of a personality. And, you know, this is my wife's second favorite player behind Travis Kelce for obvious reasons now. But have you seen the Jason Kelce documentary yet on Amazon? Have you watched that?
Yes, man. Yeah, no, dude. I really fell in love with him and his family and everything. I thought it was great, man. I became bigger fans of Kelce's too after watching that.
You see him at the Phillies game? I mean, it's interesting, right? It's, I don't know. They're an iconic brother duo that just had some crazy, wild things happened to him in the last year. The Taylor Swift thing, the podcasts, all that stuff. Them playing in the Super Bowl, iconic mother. It's interesting. Let's go to Unleaded. My Plates and Patches AR auto came back from SGC. Should I sell? What a grade. What did it come in at, Unleaded?
Yeah. Yeah, you might have to crack it out. But yeah, I would sell because I think he's probably talking about 2023. And if he is talking about 2023, then definitely the play is to sell because those at the end of the day, they rank about middle of the pack in my rankings. But middle of the pack is like 25th, you know, out of 55 sets. So yeah, I would go ahead and sell unless it came back at 10. And then you have to, like, what player is it as well? I think there's so many nuances in sports cards, Carter. The more information we have, the more it's going to change our decision on what we do with it, you know?
Yeah, so Plates and Patches, I've actually made a good bit of money flipping on. I'm not the best flipper, Andy. You know this. I'm not in this for the flipping stuff. But that's a Plates and Patches Joe Burrow auto set that I moved. I like Plates and Patches. I do. And it looked just like this Jason Kelce card that is on your screen. It's the same year. But yeah, you know, Plates and Patches in the grand scheme of things, they just don't do a whole lot for a lot of people. I do like that a good bit of them are on card autos. That's part of it. And because they have like number to 99, serial, numbers, you're always going to be guaranteed with any player to have a serial number match, right? So Plates and Patches serial number match, it always looks good, but that's true for any serial number match. So there you go. Andy, I've gotten to pretty much everything I wanted to get to today. Is there anything else you want to share with the lovely people of the nooffseason.com Football Card Quest Nation?
Yeah, check out all of our other content written and otherwise, including my set rankings. I'm putting a ton of work into these set rankings and going year by year. And I'm keeping a running Excel spreadsheet for each year with some major notes about specific players and whether or not they're in the set or what partial cards they're in the set. Just like a really easy, quick way, because I know TCDB has a lot of this stuff, but I just want to focus on like the primary active players that we study and the major differences, like the major notes about these sets and how they rank amongst the entire year's worth of releases. So I put a lot of time into that right now as we are getting close, like we're entering this really good period of buying just because NBA starting up. You know, all this other stuff going on. Like, I see you got your sweater on. The weather's cooling off outside. It's a lot of fall activities. And you're now entering week eight of the season when a lot of injuries have taken place. A lot of people may have gotten burned out or starting to get distracted. So that leads to more and more opportunities to get in on some of these auctions ending throughout the week, super low. So just put in that legwork, guys. Or come hit us up. Come hit us up in the Discord and check out our eBay Sniper channel.
Yeah, I'm always available on my social media channels at Carter the Power or at Power Hour LSU. But I always make myself immediately available for the Discordians. And I have my own Discord with my LSU channel, but I'm also active in the Football Card Quest Discord. And, you know, I buy and sell from other people in there. And so get in there and we'd love to chat with you one-on-one. We're always available for the most part in there. So there you go. Shout out to Kevin. He says he loves the channel. Kevin, Vetter. Thank you so much. We appreciate you, and we'll see you next week. Peace.
Appreciate you, Kevin. Peace.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Big color, bigger savings. It's Sherwin-Williams' biggest super sale. Get 40% off paints and stains October 17th through the 27th with prices starting at $29.39. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.